So as you find yourself settling here, begin by just simply asking yourself, like, how am I feeling here and now? Notice the level of energy in your body. Notice the level of energy in your mind. And whatever it is, just let it be like that. And I don't always mention this, but it is possible, and many times I have seen miracles happen in this practice of yoga nidra. When we set time aside and allow ourselves to rest, our bodies are capable of profound healing. So maybe you'd take a moment just to wonder what that could possibly be like. And in the practice of yoga nidra, usually we practice with the eyes closed. Usually we do our best to remain still and easeful. And we practice listening. And it's not a listening necessarily to the words that I am saying. It's more about listening inwardly to what's arising for you. But it is worth acknowledging here at the beginning of the class that there are many sounds which we can hear now. And throughout this practice, there will be other sounds. Sounds in the distance, sounds in this room, and even these resting bodies, they make sounds as well. And during the practice of yoga nidra, the invitation is simply to allow each sound that you hear to take you deeper into this experience of yourself. So as a way of honoring the uniqueness of this here present moment, let's take a few breaths to just listen. Just listen and welcome all sounds for a few breaths. And then here now, just notice that you are alive. And feel what it's like to be alive in this moment. You are alive and you are breathing. And feel this breath as well, allowing yourself to breathe in whatever way works for you in this moment. And as a way to continue to settle down here, with each inhale, begin to really notice how you're being supported. With each inhale, feel all of the ways in which the body is meeting anything that's holding you here. And then with each exhale, begin to release into that support. So you're inhaling to feel how the body is being supported here, and exhaling to release into that support. These mats and blankets are held up by this sturdy floor, part of this sturdy building, resting here on Mother Earth herself. So with each exhale, see if you can just give a little bit of your weight to the earth, acknowledging how Mother Earth holds you and supports you always. Then, as a way to continue to settle here, just notice any sensations arising in the face. Just feel your face. And we'll take some time to consciously invite softness into the various parts of the face. Starting this here today by just noticing the brow, letting the brow soften down towards the eyes. And then notice the eyes and all the little muscles surrounding the eyes, and allow them to soften as well. Both cheeks, the lips. Ask the jaw to soften. The throat as well. Let your eyes fall deep in the sockets, and allow your tongue to fall back from your teeth. Even let the ears be soft. And as you lie here breathing, as you lie here settling, with each breath invite just a little bit more ease into your whole being. And finally, here at the beginning, we'll place a little bookmark down. This here, current place and time, so that we can easily come back later. Honoring this practice by just knowing where we are in space and time. So have an awareness of this day and the time in this day. Have an awareness of this season. This year, even this time in your life. Just knowing when this body is resting. Then also have some awareness of where this body is resting. This room, this building, this special town here on planet Earth. And maybe even acknowledging planet Earth as part of a larger cosmos. Just knowing where this body is resting. And like I said, we do this so that we can easily come back later. And at this point, I will recite a traditional intention for the practice of Yoga Nidra. I'll recite it 2 times. The first time, just listen, and then if it resonates with you, maybe you could add your juice on the second time. And this intention goes that during the practice of Yoga Nidra, I am awake, I am aware, and I welcome every perception as a messenger capable of guiding me home to my authentic ground of being. Again, this intention, I am awake, I am aware, and I welcome every perception as a messenger capable of guiding me home to my authentic ground of being. And in that intention is the magic of Yoga Nidra. This idea that we can welcome anything that arises. So during this practice, thoughts, feelings, emotions, memories may arise. And if we welcome them, they will subside as well, just as all things. And now we will practice feeling. We'll practice listening to the physical body. Feeling the body as pure sensation. And we'll begin this trip around the body here today by first bringing our awareness to the eyebrow center point. Sense and feel the eyebrow center point. And then allow this awareness to move down to the space in between the collarbones, the softness at the base of the throat. And then continuing to move, notice the right shoulder, right elbow and wrist. Feel the sensations in the palm of the right hand and the tip of the right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Feel again the palm of the right hand, right wrist, elbow, shoulder, and the space between the collarbones. Simply feeling, simply welcoming, no way you can do it wrong. we'll move down the second arm, now feeling the left shoulder. Notice the left elbow and wrist. Feel the sensations of the palm of the left hand and the tip of the left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Feel the left palm, wrist, elbow, shoulder, and the space between the collarbones. Moving from here now down to the space of the heart, sensing and feeling the heart space. Here in the space of the heart, there is so much information available if we just simply listen. So feel the right chest, feel the heart center, and then feel the left chest, and feel the heart center. And then bring your awareness now down to the navel center behind the belly button, feeling, welcoming all sensations here. And then down now to the base of the pelvis, this place in the body where we can connect with our earthen, terrestrial nature. Just feeling anything arising here in the pelvis. And then continuing to allow this awareness to flow down the right hip, knee, and ankle. Feel the sensations in the sole of the right foot and the tip of the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Again, feel the right sole, ankle, knee, hip, and the base of the pelvis. Continuing, notice the left hip. Feel the left knee and ankle. Notice the sensations in the sole of the left foot, and the tip of the left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Feel the sole of the left foot, left ankle, knee, hip, and the base of the pelvis. We'll now rise up the midline of the body, visiting these points once again, noticing now the base of the pelvis, and then rising up, feeling the navel center behind the belly button. Rising up again, becoming aware of the heart center behind the breastbone. Feel the throat center between the collarbones. Notice the eyebrow center point and the crown of the head. Sense and feel the crown. And then back down. Eyebrow center point. Feel the space between the collarbones, the softness there. Then allow awareness to come home to the space of the heart. A welcome home to yourself. And for the next few breaths, simply be here, feeling, listening, welcoming anything arising in the heart space, just for a few breaths. This here awareness of sensation in the heart space, allow it to begin to expand. Allowing this awareness of sensation to expand until you can feel the whole physical body. Cultivate a whole body sensation, inviting awareness into all parts of the physical body, the wholeness of this body. For a few breaths, just be here. Feeling the whole body, welcoming anything that arises. And one very interesting thing about sensation is sensation extends past the confines of the physical body. And you know this because you can feel the space surrounding the body. And even now, sense and feel the space above the body. Sense and feel the space beneath the body, to the left, and also to the right. Feel this sensation of space surrounding the body now. And here, notice what outside of the body feels like. And then notice what inside of the body feels like. Again, feeling the space surrounding the body. And again, feeling the whole physical body. And ask yourself, is there really any difference? Awareness inside, awareness outside, or is it the same awareness? Investigate this for yourself. This sensation, the sensation inside, the sensation outside. Notice how it pulses. Notice how it breathes. And again, come back to the felt sense of the breath, this feeling of life moving in and out of the physical body. Feel what it's like as the breath comes in. Feel what it's like as the breath moves out. And now we'll practice counting the breaths, counting down from 9 to 1. So you might inhale 9 and then exhale 9. Inhale 8 and continue. Total awareness of breath and counting. Wherever you are, welcome anything that's arising and allow all awareness of sensation to fade, fading into the openness of awareness, which is Yoga Nidra. And here now, bring your attention to the space directly in front of the closed eyes. An area the yogis call chidakash, or the screen of the mind. And here, watch this space in front of the closed eyes, watching this space with detachment. And just be here watching this space in chidakash just for a few moments, welcoming anything that arises. And often as we rest, we also dream. And in this Chidakash space, sometimes you might see colors, shapes, pictures, or even movies. And you might see nothing at all. And all of this is perfect. But in this space here, we'll next practice moving through a set of archetypal evocations. Various natural scenes will be described. And as these scenes are described, you might imagine what it would be like to be there. Or you can just welcome. Welcome anything that comes to mind. Beginning this imagination practice here today by first imagining the rising sun. The rising sun. A frosty morning. Frosty morning. A warm fireplace. Warm fireplace with the perfect cup of tea. The perfect cup of tea. A beautiful garden with old trees and a still pond. Old trees and a still pond in the garden. The smell of fresh air. The smell of fresh air and the taste of clean water. The taste of clean water. The feeling of earth beneath your feet. The earth beneath your feet. Arriving home. Arriving home. A comfortable chair. A comfortable chair. A long sandy beach. A long sandy beach. With rolling waves, rolling waves, and a colorful sunset, and the moon shining amongst the stars, the moon shining amongst the stars. Allow these scenes as well to fade, fading into the openness of awareness, which is Yoga Nidra. Here in this openness, we'll now practice simply being yourself, simply being you, and allowing the body to rest and heal itself, allowing the body to do what it already knows how by practicing simply being you, resting here. So for the next minute or two, just welcome, simply being awareness itself, welcoming anything that arises for the next minute or two. And now, wherever you are, ask yourself the question, who or what am I really? Who or what am I really? And what is my authentic ground of being? What is my authentic ground of being? What would it be like to fully know myself? And know that in this practice of yoga nidra, we practice resting. We practice being peaceful. We even invite joy into our being. So here now, just consider, what would your life be like if you could be more rested? What would your life be like if you could bring peace with you into the world? And how would life be different if you could tune into a joy of simply being? And indeed, the teachings of yoga tell us that all joy that we can experience is simply borrowed from this joy of awareness. But either way, just notice the fact of awareness itself. Notice the ability to be aware. And inside of this awareness, again, just feel what it's like to be alive. The movement of life. Feel that within your own being, inside of awareness. Perhaps even noticing again the breath, or the beating of the heart. All thoughts, all emotions as well are just manifestations of universal life force energy pulsing, moving inside of awareness. And then again here, become aware of the physical body. Become aware of your physical body resting here. And remember that little placeholder we put down at the beginning of the practice. Again, remember just where this body is resting. This room, this building, this special place on planet Earth, resting here on Mother Earth herself. And again, remember just when this body is resting. This year, this season, this day, this special time of day. And here, still, remaining still, just feel what it's like to have rested. Feel what it's like to be grounded and settled here. And tune into any place in your body that feels like your center. Feel the center of you. And from this place of rested, settled, centeredness, from this place, begin again to invite movement into the body, knowing that this practice of Yoga Nidra will soon come to a close. Reach from your center, perhaps out the arms to the fingertips, and just invite the barely wiggling the fingers. Reach from your center down the legs into the feet and just invite the littlest wiggling of the toes. Taking your time and beginning to shift and move in any way that feels good now. Knowing that this process of coming out of meditation, this process of reintegration, is perhaps the most important part. For it's in this part that we take the blessings of the practice with us into the rest of the world, sharing the blessings of this practice. So if you haven't already, it can be a nice way to begin to come back, just to deepen the breath, maybe taking a little bit of a deeper inhale and a little bit of a deeper exhale, knowing that this practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Hari Om Tat Sat, this practice of Yoga Nidra is complete. Thank you for listening, but please take your time. Be excessively gentle with yourself as you begin to come more and more back into this present moment, space, and time.